Yes, time for the weekly edition of the Middle East Report with Hafidha Rehana, who joins us on the line. Hafidha, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to your listeners.
Jazakumullah khair for your time. We trust you well on this Monday morning. Now, Israel has made significant announcements regarding the Jewish state since Donald Trump has come to office. Please update us on that particular front.
So if we look back to the 20th of January, that was the first time when Netanyahu congratulates who he calls his friend. And that was the tweet that went out on the days of his inauguration, saying that he's looking forward to working more closely with Trump in an alliance between Israel and the U.S. and making that stronger than ever. Then the very next day, talk was about sovereignty. And so Naftali Bennett, who is the education minister, tweeted and said, and I quote, "For the first time in 50 years, the prime minister has the choice, sovereignty, meaning of so-called Israel over the occupied West Bank, or a Palestinian state." By the next day, there was already talk about settlement annexation. Settler homes, as we speak, are increasing on a daily basis. And by late of that week, there was a Netanyahu reported telling ministers that all restrictions on building sites in East Jerusalem were lifted. This is very different from what it was during the Obama administration. We're not sugarcoating or rose painting any of this, but just highlighting the level at which the Israeli government is moving ahead at an alarming rate with settler homes in occupied Palestine as we speak. The U.S. Embassy then, by the 29th of January, stated, and that's the infamous tweet, "The U.S. Embassy must move here to Jerusalem." That is from Tel Aviv. And Netanyahu called on Trump to make good on his campaign pledge. That's what he campaigned about last year and pledged that to happen. And since then, in the last few days, there's been land expropriation. And by the 1st of February, 3,000 settler homes were going to be constructed. That's what Israel announced. So when we look at what's been happening in the last week and a half already, we've seen huge progress made on the front of the stance of the Zionist state itself, and their plans to increase on settler movements and settler homes have multiplied literally overnight since Trump has been busy with his Muslim ban. He's been busy with domestic issues and the war with Mexico. It seems that Israel is now at liberty to work towards their path of destruction.
We should be looking ahead for that. Is there any other stories that dominate the news from that part of the world?
Yeah, there's one more story which is quite interesting. We talk about the Gulf states, and they're often linked to opulence and extravagance and some ludicrous decisions that they make. And so one topic that's been doing the rounds in the Middle East, where people are literally saying, look what's happening in the Middle East, where people are starving to death, but you have a Saudi prince who takes 80 falcons on a flight in a commercial aeroplane. And this was because, as we know, in the Gulf region, people pride themselves on this hobby of falconry. And what's been happening is that many of the Gulf state air carriers now allow falcons in their cabins as a concession, knowing that many of their passengers are very, very passionate about the sport of falconry. They allow their falcons to come on board, and they sit in the economy section of a plane as well. We know many of these birds, as many as 28,000 falcons, have in the last 2 years received passports, and that's to combat the illegal trade of birds. But that travel is restricted to 9 countries, including Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Morocco, Pakistan, and Syria. And it's mainly Abu Dhabi and Dubai that are known for this sport, this ancient sport of falconry. Many of the airlines now allowing people to bring their falcons on board. They're allowed to sit in the economy seat. They must be seated with a cord, their health certificates as well. They must be hooded, and they must be in good health. But this instance itself was very, very unusual. 80 birds, 80 falcons on a plane accompanying their owner to another part of the Gulf. And that really is fascinating. People found it fascinating. Some found it ludicrous. But it's definitely something we thought to share with you on a lighter note on today's program.
Yes, a rather amazing story, undoubtedly. Jazakumullah khair for the very informative report.
You're most welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Hafidha Rehana with the weekly edition of the Middle East Report, covering The Israeli settlement issue with regards to Donald Trump coming to the fore, as well as the Falcon story, which was a rather unique story that we picked up also towards the end of last week. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim Radio Islam.